How's it going, everyone? Welcome back to KeyBoldCast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the greatest game of 2023, Redfall.
Good intro.
And we're being sarcastic, by the way.
What was it?
Oh, cloud streaming, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we tried, or Caleb and JJ tried this yesterday, and I played
around still
with
live?
It too. Yeah, we're still live. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Xbox Game Pass has cloud gaming, which I never knew.
Yeah.
And you were streaming, you were playing Doom on your phone.
It was so weird. Yeah.
You played Fallen Order.
I played the first section of Fallen Order on there. There was a little bit of input lag.
I felt it when you were playing.
But
it was
fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I played Sea of Thieves for a bit and it was actually really fun. Like, there's a bit of input lag, but if people don't have a console or anything else, I don't think they'd care.
Plus, it's just another benefit added to Game Pass. So, we bought Game Pass to play Redfall, which we're doing the podcast today. Yeah. And we just kind of tried it. It was free.
So crisp. That's the sure SM7B for you.
Yeah, but if you don't even have a console or a PC or anything, you can get Game Pass Ultimate for $15.
Or they always do, like, $1 for 3 months.
Yeah.
All the time.
And that's just games you can play from your phone with a controller. There is touch controls too.
That's crazy.
Yes, Melon, you're finally here.
It's funny. Have you guys been? I keep seeing comments on our the last four podcasts, and Melon's always like, "I couldn't make it."
Yeah,
and work or something like that.
But you finally made it, Melon.
But
thanks for joining us. Hopefully, the stream doesn't crash again.
It's so weird because I never knew that was a thing that was included with Game Pass.
I've heard of it. But I just didn't realize that you could just download it on your phone or tablet.
It's just weird. Do it. It's weird to think that, like, what was it, 5 years ago, there was, what was that one called, Luna?
Stadia. That wasn't 5 years ago.
Oh.
That was a year ago.
Yeah. Oh. That.
Well, they closed it down last year, right?
January of this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's just crazy to think that Xbox Game Pass offers that, included with their massive game library.
I'm still under the opinion that it's not there yet in terms of everything gaming, but there's an audience for it.
It's so close. Like, for me, if I were to actually use it regularly, which would probably not be the case, although if I had like a TV in the living room and I had like a setup there, then maybe I'd use it. That way I wouldn't have to have a console.
Well, I've been doing a lot of streaming from my computer to the Steam Deck. And since it's on the same Wi-Fi, there's less latency.
Have we tried? Actually, we just found out about yesterday, but What about streaming Xbox Game Pass to the Steam Deck?
I'm sure it'd work pretty well, but there'd be more delay between that and a remote play.
What would that be?
Huh? Because the servers are further away, a lot further away.
Oh, yeah,
I guess. If it's on the same local network, there's barely any delay.
Yeah, the streaming, you streaming your PC to the Steam Deck was seamless.
I'm talking about on the Steam Deck, streaming it to the Steam Deck.
What?
Like, Steam Deck, you open up a browser on the Steam Deck and use that to stream.
I know what you're saying, but it would work, but it wouldn't be as good as remote play.
Mm.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's so close, though. Like, it's like the tiniest bit less input lag, and I would use it frequently.
There was the Netflix one that people were excited about.
Wasn't that mobile games?
It was all mobile stuff. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Wait, and then I heard mobile. I'm like, okay, no.
They still have that going on.
I think so, but nobody uses it because it's crap.
Jay, you said this yesterday, but you said that Game Pass is like the Netflix for games.
Yeah, that's how I explain it to people that don't really know what streaming games are. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the best way to describe it, I think. But it's not quite as good. Eventually, it'll be there. Maybe in like 20 years, maybe there won't be any typical gaming machines and you'll just game from your phone. Yeah. Blow it up onto the big TV or something. Which that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Be more accessible.
Kind of related to the topic, but Phil Spencer, I think he's like the CEO of head of Xbox or something like that. He actually said Game Pass was like their main, that was like their main success. And they failed. They failed the console wars. Saying that they lost a lot of customers with the Xbox One because most people just switch to PlayStation.
Yeah.
And at that point, it's more expensive to get that customer back.
Mm-hmm.
You just lost them at that point.
And I feel like it's confusing for a lot of casual consumers Like the Xbox One and then Xbox Series X and all
that. And then the Xbox Series S.
Like in the case of my cousin, they pre-ordered him Survivor for the Xbox One, but that game doesn't exist on Xbox One. They didn't know that. So they got the game and they couldn't play it because it was only for Series X.
Wait, Series X is like the next gen?
Yeah. Series X is the PS5 version of Xbox.
Yeah, it is very confusing. Yeah.
So it's not good having very similar names.
That's the one that looks like a fridge.
Yeah. And then the Xbox Series S looks like the Xbox One, but a little bit smaller, but it's more powerful. So it's like it's the lower end of the Xbox Series
X. But it looks like
one. But it's better than an Xbox One. So it's like
I don't even know all that stuff. I mean, I'm a PC gamer, but like still, I feel like I would have known the difference between an X, S, and one.
In my mind, though, it doesn't sound like an upgrade. It sounds like another line in that same thing of consoles,
the
like
S? PS4 Pro,
yeah, like the slim version or something.
Yeah,
you know, the S is still Xbox One, right?
Well, the S is like
Xbox. No, Xbox S is Xbox X. But not as powerful.
See, it's so confusing.
I know, it's really dumb.
See, okay. It might have been last Christmas or the Christmas before, but I remember distinctly that the Xbox Series S was like outselling the PlayStation at one point because they
are not developing it their games for the S because it's not as powerful. So they need to, that's the reason that they're only going next gen, because they didn't want to make Xbox One and PS4 copies, and so they're stopping Xbox Series S copies of the game and only putting on the X.
I honestly think the real reason is they couldn't run it on those consoles. They didn't optimize it enough, because they would have made a lot of money from Xbox One people.
That is true, yeah.
Not a lot of people have upgraded.
That's crazy to me that the S and the X are the same generation, but you can't play the same games on S that you can on the X.
Well, you can play the same games, but some of the developers aren't developing games for the S.
Oh, they're doing it for the X. So
they're doing it for the X because it's more powerful, so they could put more work into that one.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
Wow.
Jedi Survivor is actually pretty fun, though. Like I beat the game in the last week. I put in a couple hours a day.
I'm like an hour and a half in it, but I'm very, like, I enjoy it a lot.
It's so good.
Like, it's not one of those games where I'm like, ugh, I don't want to play it. Like, I genuinely want to play it. I just, like, I haven't had the time yet.
We're doing a podcast on the end of the month.
If I can beat it, which I think
you'll be able to beat it.
If I, like, dedicate some time to it.
The thing is, like, I told this to JJ before he even got far into the game. But basically, without spoiling anything, I'm not going to spoil anything, but when you think the game is ending, it just keeps going.
Mm. I didn't think it was ending there, though.
Well, yeah, because I told you.
No, I didn't think it was. I don't know. We'll leave it to people to find out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it's a very, very interesting story.
And I've experienced a little bit of it, but Chug and Jay have pushed through the optimization issues.
Yeah,
so that's how you know it's a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you're like pushing through those low frame rates.
Usually, that's a big negative for me. I mean, it still was, and I kind of wish I got it on EA Plus or whatever that's called, EA Pro, because that's $15 and you could play the full game, and then like you cancel the subscription after. But I have had a lot of fun with it, and I'm still playing it too. I'm defeating all the.
There's the bounty hunters, the legendary creatures. There's
I have one collectibles. More bounty hunter.
There is a map upgrade for materials.
I'm not getting all those. There's too many.
Are you 100%ing it?
I'm going to. Yeah,
it's.
I'm gonna try to. It's like I think I'm on the. If you go to the main menu and you click load game, it has a percentage, like a full percentage. I think it's 89% for me. So I'm decently close. It's just I need to go and find all the little mini things, like get all the seeds, find all the upgrade materials, stuff like that.
But I'm excited to talk about story points and some bosses and stuff with everybody.
We're going to talk about the story for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the part where, I mean, I know you guys were saying that there's a certain point where the story really gets interesting. And I haven't even gotten to that point, but I already know that I like it better.
Yeah.
Because one of my main gripes with the first game, and I think we even talked about it on the podcast, was like Cal and the story was like super cookie cutter for me.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, it's like a lot more dark.
Yeah.
And oh, did we beat the spawn of Ogdo? Yes, we did beat the spawn of Ogdo.
Spawn of Ogdo, I actually did it in one try, and I'm playing on Jedi Master difficulty.
It took me a couple.
But I don't know if you remember Ogdo Bogdo from the first game. It was regarded as some of the most annoying enemies, or it was a boss. Was the frogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one from the first game.
Yeah.
They made it more annoying.
They spawn of Ogdo. Basically, it's his son.
But there's this tear where basically you go into like a battle arena. Mm-hmm. You have to fight the spawn of Ogdo and Ogdo Bogdo. So two of them.
Mm.
They both have one attack that kills you in one hit every single time, no matter the difficulty. And they have straight up aimbot. So like they do an unblockable attack. You jump, their whole body will just turn to hit you. And it's almost undodgeable.
And it's very annoying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We turned it to story difficulty and beat those guys because it was
the
just
double. The single one is not that difficult. Yeah,
I beat the single one. But
can you still get that like badge at the end of the game?
There's no badge for difficulty.
Oh.
Which is good. They just I guess it's a challenge if you want the challenge.
Because
I turned it to Grandmaster. I got this thing that it increases lightsaber damage and then decreases or increases the damage you take.
Mm.
So it's harder. So you get hit once and you're pretty much dead, but you do a lot of damage to people.
Mm.
So I turned it to Grandmaster because it made Jedi Master too easy. I was killing bosses in like 3 or 4 hits with a heavy saber.
Oh, wow.
So in Grandmaster, I've been defeating all the bounty hunters. I have one more left. That one bounty hunter was so annoying. First legendary one where you have to go past like 24 other ones. They just copy and pasted bounty hunters all past this bridge and you just have to run by, defeat a whole bunch, keep going. And by the time you get to the end, you have like one health left.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Eternal's got to leave.
See Eternal. Eternal. Yeah.
Daniel in game. What's going
on? What's up,
Daniel? But yeah. It's a fun game. Runs like butt.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, it runs better than it did day one, though.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Not by
it's still, amount. There's still issues, yes.
At least I'm not getting 30 frames. I'm getting 40 frames.
Hmm.
There's a couple trailers coming out.
You haven't seen the Flash trailer, have you?
Not. I think I saw the newest one.
You've seen one of them.
The Flash trailer was, I mean, it looks really good. I can't even lie about it. It looks really good. And I think that's why they pushed the movie so hard. They're acting like nothing happened with Ezra Miller, which you were saying before.
One of the execs came out and said something like, "You're gonna forget about what Ezra Miller has done, which includes assaulting people."
Did he kidnap someone too for a period of time?
Yeah, I think he was holding some person hostage in a cabin or something. I don't know. But he said you're gonna forget about it once you see how good he is in this movie.
There's one reason why I'm excited for this. Have you seen Man of Steel?
Mm-hmm.
General Zod's in it.
Yeah, I know.
Wait,
that's so cool.
How's he in that movie? Is this
before? It's a multiverse Flash thing. Yeah. Flashpoint. Oh,
okay. It looks so good.
But General Zod, I thought he was sick.
Mm-hmm. I like his actor.
Yeah,
good. Really good.
So
actor.
I'm super excited for General Zod to come back.
The other, it's rumored that another trailer is coming out this week, the FNAF movie trailer. I gotta say, I don't know what I think about it. Like,
you know, Game Theory is gonna make a dozen videos on the trailer.
They have like 30 videos on just FNAF.
I enjoy Game Theory, but they really go overboard with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a lot of money from it, so.
But I think it's Blumhouse.
I'm not familiar with that.
If you said Lights Out. You said before Lights Out was one of them.
Blumhouse makes a ton of horror movies. And I think they're doing this one. I'm not entirely sure, but they made they are doing it. They made the movie Megan that was pretty popular, Get Out, Insidious, Sinister. Mm. So they're basically horror movie people.
It's like half the movies we watched last year in Vermont.
Split, Us. Or they produced them or something like that. Oh, they produced
They're probably publishers.
Yeah, Upgrade.
Of the movies.
Hmm.
You know, it's like that. It's that logo where the house like turns a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, we'll see how a FNAF movie is. Imagine if it's good.
I mean, I'm all for it if it's good. I mean, the games I'm not really a huge fan of because they're super boring.
It needs to be as good as the Winnie the Pooh horror slasher.
I heard people like that a lot.
Really?
I don't know. That's what I heard. And that
it's
gonna...
I heard it was like a so bad it's good type of thing.
Yeah, that yeah.
Apparently Mickey Mouse is going into public domain pretty soon.
Oh and no.
People are already planning these stupid horror movies.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's because
oh, it's the Steamboat Willie version, like the original 1930s version. Not the current edition of Mickey Mouse. But I mean, that's kind of like what Bendy is based off of, that style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people are definitely going to run with that somewhere.
Hmm. Still need to beat those games.
I still haven't played the second one. But
I need to download a save file for the first game.
Yeah. It's weird though, because the first game was excellent. I don't know why I haven't played the second one yet.
We have a lot of other games to play.
Maybe later this year. Maybe Halloween we could do this. Well, they're not that scary, though.
Huh. I mean, they have interesting lore behind them.
Yeah,
though.
I love the lore.
Like we can talk about the lore and everything, but...
Yeah.
What's this Invincible game? And not the show Invincible.
It's The Invincible. So basically what it is there's a lady on another planet, and she wakes up without her memories. So it's like... Whenever you, like... You have these types of games, like it's the go-to thing. You lose the memories, and so you kind of gain them as you play it, which
I mean, was all a dream. No,
I hate that. but it's very Firewatch-esque.
It looks exactly like Firewatch, but in
like,
space.
In Firewatch, you have the walkie-talkie, and whenever the prompts come up, you have a couple prompts you can choose. So like when you're walking, you're talking on the walkie-talkie, and the prompts come up, and you can choose which ones you want. And like there's people that are going crazy, you don't know what's happening.
I feel like it could be interesting, but what I don't want to happen is for that to become its own genre, like Firewatch like you know what I mean? Because that was such a unique game with a unique story and good writing and stuff.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want a whole bunch of people to do the same concept and try it over again, because it would lose the impact.
The thing with that game though is like you have to do the dialogue perfect.
Yeah.
Like everything, there was so much emotion that came across the walkie-talkie and the dialogue that if it was like any less of a performance, it would have been like terrible.
Yeah. Like the game is, Firewatch is impactful. Like,
yeah,
I still
the
think
ending,
about it sometimes.
I still think about the ending. It's like, I don't want to say anything, but it's so, I liked it.
What I think is cool though is when I think back, I almost have the same feeling as thinking back on our camping trip. Like, I was actually there in the woods, almost. Yeah. That's how realistically they did the dialogue.
Yeah.
And they just really draw you in and make you feel like you're part of the world. They make you feel like Batman.
But with the...
What? what? No, that's the IGN thing.
No, with the Invincible, it's a demo. It's about 15 minutes long.
I installed it.
I don't really know exactly what's happening, and they don't give you any answers in the demo, which is good. But it makes it... It gives you, like... wait, what?
Sorry. What?
All right, we got to read this comment for the people on audio. Lieutenant Mango said, I watched your vid with a girl while eating cold sausages and leftover McDonald's sauces on the... Does that say mall?
The mall garage floor?
Sorry, what?
I came out of
nowhere. You were very weird.
What were you saying, Chuck?
I was saying... I don't know what I was saying. Something about the demo.
Yeah.
It makes you intrigued about what the game is about.
Yeah, I'm probably going to play it, because you said it's like 15 minutes, right?
It's very, very short, yeah.
But yeah, I feel like that's so specific that it's probably true.
Yeah, it is.
It also seems like one of those things you type where you like, you know, the suggested like words you put at the top? Just tap it a bunch of times?
Mm-hmm. Last thing on... The intro stuff. What was Project Spellbound?
Okay, so I was kind of talking to you about this morning, JJ. But basically, a leak happened on 4chan. But basically, it's a FromSoft leak that a game that they've been currently working on since 2021, and it's called they say Project Spellbound, but there have been a couple leaks in the past by the same person. And on the same like place on 4chan, the first one was called Project like City of Beasts. Can you guess what game that was became?
What Elden Ring?
Was that Bloodborne?
Oh.
And then there was another leak called Project.
Anyway, so we're just gonna jump into the podcast. But yeah, the Spellbound project. This sounds really interesting. I'm definitely more excited for that than I am the like robot one.
Yeah, but I never really. As far as the like Armored Core, it looks interesting, but
that's not really my.
That's a mech game, and it's different.
Mm. Yeah. So, Redfall. obviously, if you've been on YouTube or anywhere in the gaming sphere, you've seen everyone call it Red Fail. You've seen people just absolutely trash on the game. We played it on Thursday while Jay was streaming, and
shout out to Matt because he played with us too.
Yes. Well, he endured. He endured.
Yeah.
So there's so much to talk about with this game while also not that much. It's weird. But I say we go through the good parts of it first before we just absolute trash on it because we're going to have a lot to say with that one.
Mm, good parts. Snipers. I haven't really thought about it.
Snipers. I
mean, well, the guns are cool.
They look cool. Yeah, they're definitely they have cool design. They feel underwhelming when you use them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the only fun part that I really had in it was using the sniper rifle.
I feel like that would get repetitive, though.
I know, but it's satisfying, like, headshotting, like, five dudes within, like, 10 seconds. It's pretty satisfying.
Yeah, you took out a bunch.
I saw that. Yeah, but the thing is, there was four of us playing, so the enemies didn't really scale or anything. So if I was a little bit behind, the enemies would be dead before I even got there.
One aspect that I liked and I thought was really fun, I actually like got kind of excited for, was like when we got out of the initial area and then I saw the world and like we started like running towards like an objective.
Mm.
It was like an open world for us to explore, but then my game crashed and then my game would like freeze every 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. There aren't many games out there that are open world 4-player co-op. Which is kind of sad, because that would be really fun.
Well, we originally thought it was going to be like, what's that game we played?
Back for Blood.
Remnant. Mm. Or Back for Blood.
Yeah. I was going to mention before, you literally said Remnant. Remnant 2 comes out sometime this summer. June or July, I think.
We definitely got to play that. Stream it.
But that's going to be awesome.
People were describing Redfall before it came out as Far Cry with vampires.
It's not. It's so underwhelming if you put it like that.
Yeah, the menu is like live service ish, almost battle royale where you ready up. I don't understand why they did it like that.
People say the menu looked like it was from like 2013.
Yeah, it looked old.
I didn't really notice it.
I like how like we started with like two good things and then we just.
I mean, the guns were the only good thing I really commented on.
I mean, I kind of like the art style. I mean, obviously, a lot of the textures were really crap, but I kind of like the way it looked.
The cutscenes are actually absolutely incredible, though.
No.
Yeah, not a cutscene.
There are no cutscenes in the game.
Basically, it goes into this freeze frame, and it zooms into these characters' faces while there's a voiceover dialogue.
What is it? The theater where they played the tape the theater was like... It was like a slideshow.
That's so stupid.
It was like the laziest implementation you could possibly do.
Lieutenant Mango, why do you always say the weirdest stuff while Caleb's talking?
I think you're trying to make people laugh.
He said...
He waits for me to talk and then he's...
Caleb Supremacy on God. It's so random. Anyway.
So the story. You never played the tutorial.
No.
But they have a really brief intro to the story. I guess the vampires... did something to the moon or the sun?
They froze it?
No, they made the moon go in front of the sun, and it made a constant
solar eclipse
forever.
Even though there is daylight and nighttime and stuff, like
that
normal.
Was weird.
The ocean is the world border, and it's literally frozen. Like, it's a giant tsunami wave that's just stuck in place.
Like, that's not how the moon works.
Yeah. It would have been cool.
Wait, who was Caleb?
We're both Caleb, but we refer to that Caleb as Chug. But I also say Caleb too. It doesn't, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you've been around for long enough to know the difference.
Or has he?
Well, he's been...
I know, I'm just being
sarcastic. But the thing is like, I would accept that world border. Like, it's a cool concept, but the implementation was awful. Like, it didn't even look good or realistic.
Around the edges of that border too. It's just barren wasteland. It was supposed to be like dried up portion of ocean because there are boats and stuff there, but there's nothing else. It's just a whole bunch of barren area and then a boat.
And then when you go for, let's say, a story mission in that area, all of a sudden there's like red smoke everywhere, and then they spawn enemies all over the place, just out of nowhere.
Yeah, that there was one mission where we went to that boat that we didn't hate it. It wasn't super interesting, but we were just fighting a whole bunch of enemies.
Well, that was actually one of the fun parts.
Yeah.
When all those enemies spawned, because like the music kicked in and like we kind of got into gear, but then it was like three enemies.
I mean, hey, at least we fixed the popcorn machine. That was worth it.
Oh, there's a whole mission for fixing the popcorn machine.
Did you guys see the... So remember when we saved... when you saved those two like civilians and you were like, they're exactly the same.
The same NPC right next to each other.
They reuse models like crazy.
In the tutorial mission of the game, you go upstairs and you have to rescue these people from a room. There's this dead guy on the ground. You look about 10 feet in another direction. The same dead guy model is on the ground.
With the same blood splatter.
Yeah. Like how lazy can you get with that? They didn't even check it.
There was a dead guy
in the lighthouse.
In the lighthouse, and he had blood all over him, but it was like...
Oh, yeah.
It looked like in Little Big Planet when you had a red sticker and you would just paint it on someone. Yeah. Like, the blood was all over his clothes and his body. And
his
like,
body wasn't open. It was just... He was just covered in red.
It was bright red, like
how did the
paint.
Blood get, like, on his neck and his back and his whole, like, on his shoes? Like, it was just so random.
Also, the flashlight is useless.
Yeah. I don't like
the There's, flashlight. Like, no dark areas, and so you don't need the flashlight.
I think there might have been sometimes. In the cave.
Oh, true. Yeah.
It's weird because in theory it sounds fun. And when there's a mission, we're like, oh, this could be fun. And then the mission lasts 3 seconds. Like, we did one mission that we just went to a place and it was done.
Was that the watch
one? No, the watch one. He gave us a watch and we had to go put the watch on someone's gravestone. And that was the mission.
Yeah, that was a story.
Like, mission. There's no reason for it. It was just there.
And then you teleport back to the fire station after and didn't get another mission to ready up. It's just... you have to think about it for a minute, but Dying Light, the way that you got a lot of missions was there was the big tower area that was kind of your hub, and you'd go back to that place after you're done to get missions. Mm-hmm. Then you go out in the world to complete them. That's kind of like what they were going for, except it's just kind of pointless.
Yeah.
Because when you got back to the tower, I forget what it's called in Dying Light, but you felt safe because you were just out in this dangerous world full of like insane zombies and all that stuff. In this game, you can just teleport back wherever you are, which I'm glad you can teleport, but it just makes things go fast in a choppy way.
Well, the world is small enough to where running to a certain, like from one side of the map to the other doesn't take that long.
Yeah, I thought the world would be bigger, but it's really small.
It's very small. I think so.
That's actually surprising.
So like, honestly, they don't even need a fast travel system. Like, the safe house thing. You can fast travel to all the different safe houses. You walk out of the firehouse, 50 feet down the hill, there's another safe house.
It's like, that would be... If you are into the game, though, that would be convenient. You don't have to run to each mission every time. You can just go to a safe house close by.
I guess.
Dying Light 1 is the GOAT. Yeah, yes, Dying Light 1 is amazing.
This is kind of a tangent, but before Caleb and I bought Dying Light on the PS4 like years ago. We downloaded the Dying Light demo and it would basically last a day and a night, like a full day and a full night. And we would play through the game. We force close it and we'd open it again and restart.
I think it's because if you finish that whole hour, they would not let you do it again, right?
Yeah, but if you force closed it before the hour was done, you could replay the whole hour.
We did that so many times.
We did it like a lot.
Man, that was so good.
It was so fun.
Seems to be buffering or something.
Oh, no.
Buffering.
Great. We're going to definitely record this next time.
Yeah.
But yeah, the world is pretty small overall. We reached the border a few times.
Mm. Well, people say that it was like Far Cry, right? Far Cry has outposts. Yeah, and outposts are actually interesting.
So that was like the safe house?
I guess you could kind of consider that. But outposts in Far Cry... You played Far Cry 4.
Yeah.
There was like the small outposts, the medium outposts, the large ones. And you have to do it like stealthily. Mm-hmm. If you got caught, the alarm would go off and more people would get sent to you.
Mm.
Or you can destroy the alarms and take everyone out silently.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get the outpost and then people come by and take it.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was actually awesome. That's what I thought that this game was going to be like. There was going to be outposts with cultists and vampires.
Yeah. It wasn't like that at all.
It's not like that.
The other thing is like there's a lot of random like stuff. I feel like a lot of what they did was like they would like just throw a bunch of ideas on the wall and then like just go with it. Like for instance, the character I was playing, one her ultimate ability was to summon her ex-boyfriend vampire and he would help you fight. Like
it's so random.
What in the world? Like all the other abilities were normal. Like, you know, you get a jump thing and
her main line was like some. So he was like, I forgot what it was said. It was like something about student debt.
Oh, what?
Like,
yeah, the dialogue was not
it. Oh, my character said that one time. So like about butts.
Oh yeah.
What was it?
Blood sucker, more like butt sucker.
Yeah, something that it was like I the heard that and I was audio like, in it.
I can't believe they horrible. Horrible.
And the thing is like, okay, when I heard that, it kind of reminded me of like Resident Evil 2 dialogue a little bit, but Resident Evil 4. The Resident Evil 4 dialogue is charming. Like it's cringy, but it's like the way they do it is like it's so good. Mm-hmm. But like in this it's just cringy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny because like it was written by Japanese people,
yeah,
and they were trying to make English humor,
yeah,
and that's partially why it's kind of funny because you can tell that it's not quite the humor that we expect,
yeah,
and it's still cringy but also funny.
But this one's like American people trying to be all like
quirky.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like a lot of the dialogue is like trying to be new age. I guess that's what they're going for.
I don't even know what the story's about. You know what I mean? Like the missions that we did were kind of just individual, like go here, take out the vampires and cultists.
There was a ton of dialogue. Like when we were going to those helicopters, I couldn't hear any of the dialogue. Like I couldn't focus. There was like a ton of lines like, oh, Lieutenant Thing, he's on this mission. And like I saw these strings of dialogue, but I couldn't hear anything.
They also overlapped audio too, if you noticed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like people would be talking and all of a sudden you hear another person and you see the subtitles change at the bottom and you hear both talking at the same time and it's really confusing.
They say to write a good story, you show, don't tell. They didn't do any showing. It was all telling.
Yeah. Especially with the cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
When you said dialogue, every NPC in the fire station says,
That was awesome.
When you try to talk to them.
For anyone on the either listening afterwards or in the live stream right now, if you go to our Cubal Gaming channel, if you go to the live streams playlist, I think, did you put your stream in the live streams?
It should be.
Okay.
By default.
If you go in the live stream one, Jay streamed Redfall, and you can watch it because you can see how bad it was. But that part was hilarious. We went to all the NPCs and it was, It's like, why even give a prompt to talk to the NPC if they're just going to say,
The very first mission we did, first time we saw enemies, I looked to my left and there's an enemy standing there next to me, shooting at one of you guys, but not noticing I was there.
Yeah.
So I started following him around, like, hey, what's up, buddy? Just looking at his face. And then eventually he meleed me, but it took him a long time to realize I was there.
The NPCs are so bad, which is crazy because, like, couldn't they have just used a lot of like the AI that they had in other games, like in this one? Like
you'd think, yeah.
I don't know. It's like crazy.
The AI in Deathloop were not great, but they were like smart compared to these AI. It was ridiculous.
It's even just so Dishonored weird AI too. Like, I guess Arcane isn't known for their AI skills because I remember the AI in Dishonored 2 being kind of dumb, but this is just next level dumb.
I mean, Prey is a little bit different because you're fighting, like, what are they called? I forgot what they're called, but basically just mimics and aliens and stuff like that. So it's a little bit different than, like, an actual human being NPC.
Mm-hmm. It looks like they eliminated all stealth options because the NPCs were just so bad.
Yeah.
I have a feeling they would have put that in.
Wasn't the other thing you were saying is, like, they have no tracing or something?
Pathfinding.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, the vampires, anyway. If you see a vampire in the world and you go behind a car, they can't go around the car. There's no possible way for them to do it. So they'll stand there on the opposite side, just staring at you. and you can shoot them, and they won't even fight back. We were fighting a boss, and when we killed her, her body was still there standing.
Yeah, I remember that. That was such a weird glitch. Like, she turned into ash, and then her model just came back up.
I don't think there's a single thing we did in that game that wasn't bugged or in some way.
Yeah.
It's just kind of crazy.
What's up, Costadin? Costadin?
Pensif.
Like, what else was good in the game?
Well, I was going to say something bad. Well, did you guys see those NPCs disappear?
Trove is better, yes.
Oh, I didn't see them. Matt followed them.
Trove is better? Yeah.
And they just, they ran into a wall and disappeared.
Yeah, so, like, we followed the NPCs. And I guess, like, this is probably a thing just to limit, like, you know, unneeded models in the game. But it was such a short path before they disappeared. It was, like, so stupid. Like, we followed the people running away, and then they turn around the corner and they, like, disappear.
But I guess that's a good sort of, sorry, like, metaphor or indicator of how the whole game was. They would have an idea like this, like, oh, we'll have the NPC run back to the fire station. Then they realize it's probably too much for them to handle or the game to handle. And then they do, like, a really cop-out fix for it and just leave it as is. It would be better to remove that feature altogether than to do it poorly. You know?
It would have been better just to have them, like, stand around or something.
Yeah. Or even if they just, like, disappeared into a poof of smoke.
Yeah.
That would be way better than what they did there. It's like, so it would be cool if they ran away. And then they probably realized it was taxing on the game or whatever. Yeah. So then they just redirected them into a building and have them despawn.
Yeah.
What in the world? He didn't even go through a door. He clipped through the wall.
Who?
The NPC.
Oh, yeah. What? It wasn't even, it wasn't even the wall.
I never watched the NPCs run away. I just saw them, like, running around with their heads cut off after I let them go.
Yeah.
You, Lieutenant Mango says he cut his toenail with a box cutter.
Yeah, of course he did, Mango.
Yeah. Chug is obsessed with disgusting toe pictures.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The Cheeto. I just send the most hideous things.
The skinny one with the Cheeto in it.
Yes.
Like, holding a Cheeto.
He has a picture of someone's nasty, calloused foot, and they're scraping it with a cheese grater, and there are shavings falling off.
So gross.
It's awful.
The background's looking fly. Thanks.
The $70 game that is trash. Yes, this is the $70 game.
That's the...
We did not pay $70.
No.
We did Game Pass.
That's the worst thing about it, though, is, like, these people released this game knowing the state it was in, and then we're going to charge $70 for it, or they are charging $70 for it.
Yeah. There's this game on Steam called Blackout Club, where it's four-player co-op, and you're a couple kids, kind of like Stranger Things-ish, and the whole town is taken over by, like, this creature who puts people to sleep. So, already, the town taken over by supernatural creature, same thing as Redfall there. And then you have to go through and do these stealth missions, and it's, you kind of ready up into these missions, in a way. Mm. It felt very similar for me.
Yeah, I think Redfall might have taken some inspiration, although Blacklight Club wasn't a very big game.
No, and we had complaints about it, too, even though we had fun with it. But that was made by indie developers, and this is made by a AAA developer.
Yeah.
So how in the world do they justify that price?
I don't know. What is Lieutenant Mango asking you, Chug?
How much are you paying for calloused big toes? Oh, I get them for free.
Yeah, Moist Critical played it. I saw that. Yeah. He would, yeah. You can literally stand behind NPCs and they won't do anything.
I know, it's
ridiculous.
Plus the textures.
We normally try to find textures positive in every game. There's not a lot, honestly.
I said this.
I do think that I do think that the gun rarities, like the looter shooter aspect of it, was kind of cool though.
I like that.
I do like looter shooter stuff, but the guns were overwhelming. We didn't even mention the assault rifle has a significant delay when you click between firing.
The burst.
It was like there's input lag.
Yeah.
While you're shooting the gun, it was like the most annoying thing ever.
So you have to actually aim in front of the enemy if they're walking and kind of lead it because of that huge delay.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Caleb?
I was just going to say, I said this the other night when we were playing it, but I think what makes me so upset about the game is that it's so close, or it's very close to being an actual good game. Like it could have been a really good game that we would have beat and played together. But there's, it just lacks polish. Mm. And so many of these, like, you would think like easy things to finish, or at least like obvious things, that it's like horrible.
Yeah.
Cause like I would have been fine if it was like just absolute garbage, but there's like, there's a good base there. It's just that they didn't put the time into like make it actually a great game.
Oh yeah, Lieutenant Mango said 100 gigabytes. It is 100 gigabytes.
That is very true. Yeah, it was huge.
But honestly, what is it? Jedi Survivor is 150 gigabytes.
Well, I said on stream, I think it was, that developers have stopped caring about optimizing storage space. Mm. They probably feel like, oh, well, SSDs are cheaper now and all this stuff. People have terabytes, so we don't have to compress our files. Because it used to be that the biggest game we had was Ark Survival, and that was 100 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Jedi Survivor is huge. I don't think it merits 130 gigabytes. Red Dead Redemption 2 is less than that. I
thought Red Dead was pretty big.
It's huge.
I thought Red Dead was like 180 gigabytes or something.
Even that, it's way
bigger.
Isn't
GTA big too?
It is like
100 gigabytes. But you remember the issue I was having the other day, JJ? With basically I had pre-downloaded Survivor.
Oh yeah.
And for some reason, if you pre-download something, do it like the file patching after the first update is horrible. Like it went up to about 2 years of time that it was gonna complete for patching.
So I was reading about
this. It said it was like it went from 5 minutes and it went boop, 6 months, 8 months. And it went up to like 2 years. I'm like, no, I'm not. And I uninstalled the game, reinstalled it, and it still took shorter amount of time.
Wow. Yeah, what I was reading was what happens when they let you preload a game is they fully encrypt all the files. They do a really intense method of encryption on it. So when the game releases, what they do is they release the encryption key, and then the game, or your computer, goes through and decodes every single one of these files.
Hmm.
That's not a step you have to do if you download it just after launch. So oftentimes what happens is the decryption process gets messed up and stuck, and it takes even longer than the download process.
But it was after the first patch that it did that.
Yeah, so I'm thinking there was something to do with the pre-download, because I never had that issue, and you didn't have it after you reinstalled. So I'm guessing it was just a remnant from that encryption process.
Probably.
I'm trying to think. So there's a lot of bad to this game. Like, I'm trying to think, what was that? I don't know. There's one, like, the game is off-putting in a lot of ways. Like the dialogue's really, it's like trying to be like new age and stuff. And then the character models, like, remember the priest?
Yeah, this like goth priest lady.
Yeah, it was just so weird.
The doctor with the weird skinny head. Then there's the other dude with the huge, like, sausage finger hands, like massive.
Yeah,
there's the pregnant lady arms dealer.
Yeah, it's like, it's so random. Like, I don't know, I don't understand what they're going weird for. Like, it's just so, there's no
off-putting. It's off-putting.
There's no cohesion between like any of the characters. It's like a,
like, if you look at,
they open a box of models and like toss them in.
If you look at like other games like Deathloop and Dishonored, like, the character models are weird and strange in it, but they all look very similar. They look like they all can be in the same world.
Yeah.
This game, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? GTA 5 and Red Dead 2 have huge open worlds that are super detailed. The file size is understandable. Yeah, that is like true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what's this one was 100 gigs?
This is 100 gigs.
The open world was small.
Surprisingly small.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you can compare it to in terms of world size.
Deliberately coding the bugs would take more work, Mango. They don't want to put all they want to put the least amount of work they possibly can into the game.
They just released an unfinished product probably a couple of years before it should have been released.
What, Redfall?
Yeah.
And it was even delayed a year. I think it was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah.
I would have preferred them to delay it another year. And then we may have been able to actually, like,
enjoy it.
Yeah, and, like, actually have fun with the game.
Honestly, maybe at some point they realized that the game was unredeemable.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's just release it and get on to the next project.
People are worried about Starfield now.
Why about Starfield?
Because Microsoft, like, greenlit this game.
Hmm.
Yeah, Phil Spencer took responsibility for.
So, like, launch. If they greenlit this game, I know it's not the same studio, but Microsoft owns Bethesda now.
Mm.
So, if they greenlit this game, and Starfield was, like, when was Starfield supposed to come out? 2021?
It's been a while.
It was, like, pushed a couple years, and I think it's supposed to come out the end of this year. I have a bad feeling that they're going to try to push this out.
I wasn't excited about Starfield anyway, so I'm just going to see what happens when the game comes out.
Mm-hmm. I'm not very intrigued by Starfield, to be honest.
If it's a good game, I would love to play it.
Yeah.
Because I like space stuff. I wasn't impressed with Fallout 76 and all that stuff.
Yeah, I hated that.
Bethesda, I like a lot of their other stuff, though.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Bethesda.
Yeah, like Fallout 4 is good. I know a lot of people had problems with that, but I enjoyed it.
Mm. Yeah.
A lot of those other games, like Skyrim, which they're still releasing versions of Skyrim.
Wasn't there a new one for like $70?
Just Nintendo eShop.
No, it's just Skyrim.
That's crazy.
It's the Legendary Edition or whatever, where they add a couple new things. But
AC Mirage, yeah, that game doesn't exist.
Oh, what? AC Assassin's Mirage. Creed? I forgot about that.
That's supposedly coming out this summer.
What?
No gameplay. Trailers? There was one cinematic trailer last summer. No gameplay shown. It's supposed to come out like in the summer or in the fall of this year. Nobody knows anything about it.
It's amazing that we have all these new ways of communication, like social media and all this stuff, yet they're less communicative than ever.
Yeah.
Skull and Bones.
That game
What is it? People have already come out from the company saying that Skull and Bones is going to be a failure.
Wait, Skull and Bones? What's that?
The pirate game.
The
stupid boat. Oh, right?
That one's so
No, people
old.
Are saying, people are literally coming out and saying that Skull and Bones is literally going to flop as soon as it releases.
Ben, when was this announced?
2016 or something.
What happened? Are we still streaming?
Yeah, we should be.
There's so many issues today.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
I've never been excited from Skull and Bones.
I've just been sitting back and eating popcorn and laughing at it this whole time.
I think it's actually insane because when I saw this release in
2017 is when it was
E3.
So that's 6 years.
There's not gonna be an E3 this year, right?
No,
it's gonna be Summer Game Fest, which I'm perfectly fine with.
Yeah.
Summer Game Fest is like, I prefer Summer Game Fest over E3.
I like covering E3 and stuff like that,
though. We gotta do another Summer Game Fest stream in June.
Fallout 4 is a good FPS.
Yeah, there were
mid RPG.
I wasn't a fan of the RPG elements as
well.
Was it
Fallout 4 is getting a the what is it? The upgrade this year.
No, that's not a good sign for Starfield either. What? If Bethesda's just going back and upgrading their older games and re-releasing them with a higher price tag instead of focusing on
it's going
to
be a free upgrade.
Oh, okay.
No, Fallout 4 is getting an update where they did it already on PC. I heard that they might have done it on consoles, but I didn't know if they did it on PC yet.
What are they doing?
Basically, if you play Fallout 4 on PC, it's locked to 30 or 60 FPS.
Oh.
Even on PC and everything. Oh, really? But basically, they made it to where like they updated the textures a little bit to make it look better. They optimized it a bit, and they are making it uncapped frames.
That's pretty good.
Without having the stupid speed thing happen.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves. That, I don't know. Black Flag is a better pirate game, I think, because it's more detailed worlds and more to do. But Sea of Thieves is definitely really fun, especially if you want multiplayer.
Sea of Thieves is fun with friends.
Yeah, it is. Let's see.
We're
so,
not even talking about Redfall anymore.
It's just because
we're talking about Bethesda and Ubisoft.
So obviously, I mean, Redfall was a failure. I mean, everyone can see that, but the thing is, like, there have been games that have come back from that. Like, we were just talking about Sea of Thieves. Like, that game, when it released, although it was still fun, it, like, lacked a lot. But they were able to kind of bring it back the past couple years. Same thing with, what's that game you play, Ben? No Man's Sky? Yeah, No Man's Sky.
I mean, if you think about it, though, like, I know it's a co-op, like, Back 4 Blood experience. But I don't know how they can do that.
The thing is like, the things that they need to do, it's not a lack of content necessarily. It's like fix what should have been fixed already, like on launch. Like NPC AI sucks. animations suck, textures aren't finished. It's like the basics.
Yeah, and you know what's weird is the ready up system in the beginning that feels very battle royale slash like live service ish. That seems tacked on too, because the gameplay doesn't line up with that kind of setting.
Yeah, so it kind of does. When you get to an objective, all four of you have to be there.
Yeah, but that's how you start a mission. Why can't
in the missions though?
Why can't you join a world like a hub world, and then you can go start the mission? You don't have to ready up and then ready up a second time to start a mission.
Back for Blood had like a hub area.
Yeah,
that you'd then ready up, and then you get deployed into the mission.
I'm thinking like Phasmophobia.
Yeah,
hub world. Not even a hub world, just like a small room where everyone goes and you can start the next mission. But yeah, it seems like they changed the style of game last minute in order to kind of cover up some of the unfinished details.
Yeah,
it's like they wanted to have a full story with cutscenes and stuff, but then decided to do this stupid static cutscene with a dialogue over the top, and then changed the menu to have a ready up thing. I don't know. It's just a lot of odd choices that seem like they're trying to mask something.
The weird thing is like, it's either got to be like Back for Blood, where you have a hub area, then you launch into the mission, or like Far Cry, where you kind of just go out and do whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like this weird in between where you're like in the world, but then you have to ready up, and then you get like assigned a mission or something.
Yeah, it's the Left 4 Dead 2 or Left 4 Dead style, where you ready up on the menu and select what mission you want to go in. That's how that works. And a lot of other games similar, like the World War Z game.
Stuff I never like played that, actually.
Which it was fun for a bit, but that's another one of those live service games that people forget about in a couple months. But yeah, I don't know. It confuses me because there's no cohesion.
It doesn't know what it wants to be.
Yeah.
The thing is like, okay, let's say they fixed all the weird bugs. AI was good. Gunplay was better. Textures were fine. What it has now, the content of the game, like, is it enough to warrant it to be like a decent game?
I'd say no.
Probably not.
The story is so lackluster.
Yeah.
Like if they added in normal cutscenes, I don't know if they could fix it.
It doesn't even take itself seriously.
Yeah.
Which I know that's kind of cringy when games do take itself seriously sometimes, where they're like going all in on like super serious story, nothing fun whatsoever.
Yeah.
This game just, it didn't make any attempt at being serious. It just went all out with cartoony and cringy dialogue.
But sometimes the games do that well. This one didn't do it well. Like, yeah. What's a good example?
Borderlands.
Yeah. That's like a good one where it doesn't take itself seriously, but it does it well because it's like all in.
Yeah.
I mean, it does a big bit of both. Like sometimes it does take itself seriously though.
Yeah.
Like towards the end.
Sort of.
There's just so many weird things about the game. Like the music. It's like, it's so cringy.
Yeah.
Like it sounds good at first, but then it starts to become like drill trap.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't want to play this song.
Yeah. And it was weird because when I started the tutorial, there was a song playing in the background. It wasn't the trap music, but it was actually kind of cool sounding. I'm like, oh, I like the soundtrack. And then it changed and I never heard that music again. I just heard the trap stuff. I was like, what happened here?
Yeah.
Just doesn't fit. I don't know. I think they probably realized that the game was like unredeemable. And so they probably didn't put as much effort into like fixing the little issues.
What is it? I heard someone was talking about that, you know how the cutscenes are the pictures type of thing, like like screenshot by screenshot. Someone had asked a smaller company, because this indie studio in their game did those types of things, or like the cutscenes that Redfall is doing. And they literally said, yeah, the reason we did that was to save money. Literally, that was the only reason they did that, was to save money. And they said that it fit because it was an indie game.
Yeah.
But this is a AAA studio owned by Microsoft, published by Bethesda. Like, really? Yeah,
you can't do that.
Saving money? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it too long because honestly, it's not interesting enough to talk about for a long period of time.
Yeah, there's so many. I mean, like there's so many videos out there where people are trashing it, and they'll go into depth. It's like there's not much more we can say. The game is terrible. It's a shame because we were actually looking forward to it a lot.
We want a good co-op shooter.
It's like even Remnant had its issues, but that was still a game that we all played together. And it's like,
and the story was actually relatively interesting.
No.
Wow.
No, it wasn't.
It was better.
It was, well, it ended kind of abruptly.
We didn't know what was happening.
No. But I would prefer that than what Redfall's doing. Yeah. It just doesn't seem.
There's no story at all.
But
I mean, that was kind of the same issue with all the story just being pure dialogue from characters in the world.
I think that's just an issue with the co-op games. It's like it's hard to make a story. Well, actually, maybe not, because like
what is it with Deathloop? The story was like really, really good up until like the very end, and it got weird.
I'm actually interested in playing Deathloop.
I would recommend you guys play that eventually, but I don't know, the story, like, it has like it's building up and building up, and then like the ending is really odd. But I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a good game. I mean, you could check it out for yourself on Game Pass, but I don't rarely say it, but this isn't worth your time.
Yeah.
For anybody.
Don't even try it.
It may not even run well. Or, well, it doesn't run.
It doesn't
well,
run
but
well.
It may not run like at all. Like my game crashed a couple or
well,
one,
we have
once.
We have good hardware.
Yeah.
And it still ran really bad on our devices.
I have a 3080 and it still crashed completely. And there would be points every like 15, 30 minutes where it'd pause for a few seconds and then start up again.
And then stutters. It would it would also do have micro stutters too.
There are some points where I was just in a really boring looking section and it was ultra stuttery for no reason. Yeah. There was nothing cool happening.
It's just a shame that we're in 2023 and a AAA studio like Arkane comes out with a game like this and it's like...
Well, there's been like four or five ports this year that have been absolutely terrible.
This is on a new level, though.
Yeah,
this isn't Survivor.
This is unacceptable. Like, it's not even just the performance. It's everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the cutscenes. Like, what even is that?
Well, you mentioned to me the other day, and I looked it up, and it was true, that the original, what is it? The creative head and CEO of Arkane left before Deathloop. He left after Prey and made Weird West, which that game is pretty fun. I haven't beat that yet, but Deathloop and Redfall are both headed by a different creator. So it's,
but he was the guy behind Dishonored and Prey.
Yeah, he was the one behind all the good stuff that Arkane's done.
But Deathloop is considered pretty good, right?
Deathloop is good. It's just not as good as
it got
Prey
pretty
and
mixed
Dishonored.
It wasn't amazing and it wasn't bad.
It's a fun game. It's just
I'm actually interested in playing it, but from what I've heard from people, they're like they're on the fence about it. Like, yeah, it's a cool game, but it's not anything groundbreaking.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it. You guys have anything else to say about Redfall?
No, I think
we've pretty much covered everything.
Game. Not worth playing. Not worth your time.
And it's so sad because I really don't like saying that about games.
Yeah.
I usually like to try to find the good parts of it. But
and the thing is like there are developers, and I'm sure like a lot of the developers and people who are on the team put a lot of work into it.
Oh yeah.
And like passion, but there was most likely budget cuts, crunch or time crunches, stuff like that. So.
We anyway. Have some viewers now. We can do some Q&A fast.
Does anyone have any questions?
Ask anything.
Mango's been pretty active.
He's been going crazy.
Going crazy, man.
He's going crazy.
Sea of Thieves, they actually added some stuff, it looks like.
They keep adding stuff. It's like
when we were trying it on Xbox streaming yesterday, Caleb went underwater and found some mermaid sunken ship just in the middle of the world.
Yeah.
And they never had that before.
This ring.
No.
No,
Mango.
Never raid Shadow Legends.
I mean, if they offered,
it depends on how much. It depends on how much.
We'd also make jokes about it on the podcast too. And be like, yeah.
I know there's a lot of what is it, big or like people that I watch, like Luke Stevens, I think. He's like a reviewer. He said, if you sponsor me, I'm gonna say the good and the bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm not lying to my audience. I'm gonna, if the game is bad and you sponsor me, I'm gonna tell them that it's bad.
Yeah,
like that type of thing.
Stardew Valley is awesome. I love that game.
I never played it in depth, but
it's pretty good. But I just couldn't get into it.
It is a bit slower pace for me.
Yeah, it's relaxing. I went overboard. I made spreadsheets and all this stuff to find the best crop.
You always make spreadsheets for stuff.
Yeah, I know. But like anytime there's, I like stuff like that though. It's like a puzzle. Like I got to beat the system here and try to find the most optimal way of doing it.
Girl wanted to watch stream while eating lunch. Red or green flag?
What?
That's
what?
Just, that's your own opinion.
Red or green flag? I mean, if she's into gaming stuff, green? I don't know. I don't know. Mango, I force you to, you now have to eat all your meals without YouTube.
Oof.
That's a curse. No.
It's, I know, you ever get to the point where you're like, you're trying to find a good video and you're like, oh, my food's getting cold.
I can't
cold.
Eat till I find
yeah,
it.
I'm like, yep. My food's getting cold. I need to find something.
Have you ever thought about like, so have weird. You ever actually gone on Twitch and watched someone stream?
Yeah, I have.
It's kind of depressing.
I have a couple people, or maybe one person that I like to watch on there.
I have one person, but
the Dark Souls guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't usually like, they play unique games every time though. They don't just stick on one sort of game, and they'll do different stuff besides just gaming too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It keeps it interesting, and it's very rare that I do. Sometimes I'm interested in it, but yeah, I don't know. I prefer to watch a video about something I'm interested in.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do Twitch, like later at night. There's a few streamers that play like Warzone or something.
And... Yeah, but what is it? I have YouTube Premium, and I've got any ads on YouTube. And I go onto Twitch, and I don't have the Prime subscription because I give it to that one guy, and the ad pops up. I'm like, bro,
wait, Prime,
Amazon, yeah. If you have Amazon Prime,
yeah, I know,
you can give what, them a Prime subscription.
It? Oh, you give it to that one guy,
and then you don't get ads on their stream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's basically the whole reason.
I should give that out more often.
I pay for Amazon Prime. I'm like, might as well just give it out to people. It doesn't really matter too much.
Mm.
I think it is an American issue, Mango, the YouTube thing. Or actually, just, I mean, first world countries, pretty yeah. much.
Have you eaten some beans and toast lately, Mango?
Is he,
Wait, kids, you're trying to find a game you can just listen to the podcast, play a casual game?
A casual game?
Crab Champions.
Yeah, that's a good
turn
one.
On a lower difficulty and just kind of just chill.
I love Crab Champions. The only good Twitch streamer is Joe Bartons.
Bartolozzi.
I don't know who
got that,
is.
Zaza.
Ooh, Zaza on stream. Zaza on the podcast.
Zaza.
This isn't Joe Rogan.
Nah.
Does he have the Zaza?
Yeah, pretty sure they have a few times. I don't know. I don't watch him. But...
I'm thinking of that picture that Ben manipulated with AI of Joe Rogan.
Oh, it Nathaniel.
Just, it just continued to.
Oh, Finland. Disgusting. Okay. I was thinking of whenever I think of Europe, I automatically think of UK and just beans and toast. I don't know why.
Well, Europe's huge.
I know Europe is huge, but like I think Europe, I automatically think of England.
Yeah, when I hear Europe, I don't think of one country.
I know.
I kind of think of like maybe Germany and that area.
Yeah.
But technically, UK is still Europe.
I don't, it is Europe.
Of, yeah, it is. But like I don't think of it as Europe.
Bartolozzi.
Oh, okay.
Like Scandinavia is cool. I want to visit some of those countries someday.
Mm.
A lot of cool stuff.
I want to do one of those mountain climbs where they have like the wire and they have like the what is it, cliff walking, it's called. Basically, there's like these little metal poles that are stuck in the mountain like for miles. And you clip your thing onto it and you're attached to the wall, but you basically just walk on poles and it's like thousands of feet below you.
Like scary.
The feet placement things.
I want to do that. That looks awesome.
That's crazy. Any other questions? It's like we're just chilling pretty much.
Yeah. Soon we'll stream some stuff here at the studio.
Too much brain power?
If the
internet's horrible here, as you can see from today's podcast earlier.
Brain power for Crab Champions?
Turn on a lower difficulty. You don't need to use brain power.
You just flip around and shoot. Especially if you use the grenade launcher weapon. You don't even have to aim. You just shoot. It's easy.
Yeah, play a clicker game or some sort of mobile game.
Cookie clicker.
Like Adventure Communist or Capitalist.
Adventure Capitalist takes too long,
though. Have you seen that?
No.
We Lucky Patched it. years ago.
Oh, lucky Patrick.
And we still were on that game for hours, just like
UK left doing the stuff. Union. Visit my sister and her boyfriend there, informed him that I have a knife in the car. What? Like a good brother does? And the stuff there was crazy.
Wait, what does that have to do with the
UK knifing?
Knifing London. Rates.
Oh yeah, the Wolfenstein meme. Where it's like when you walk into UK, they're both like stabbing each other.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wait, what were you talking about before, Chug? I was about to say something and I forgot.
I don't know.
Oh. Chill game is Trove. I haven't played Trove in forever.
Oh, Adventure Capitalist. You played that? You played Adventure Capitalist?
No, I've heard of it though.
Oh, it's a clicker game.
You have Lucky Patch or how?
You start with like a little lemonade stand, and every time you click, you make money from it.
How do you have Lucky
Patch?
And then
eventually you hire someone to run your lemonade stand, and they're like generating auto money for you. Huh. Stuff like that. Adventure Communist is you're like forcing the peasants to give you potatoes to start out.
Oh, Adventure Communist is awesome. I like it better than Capitalist.
Yeah. Basically, the same end result where you're just making like billions of dollars per second, and you're like, you're on the moon with your slave army
with your
stuff.
Potatoes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yep. What was that game Trixel was talking about where you get like a sack potato costume?
Oh, was that not Toontown? It was one of those, huh?
Oh, Neopets.
That's so funny. They just make fun of you for being poor and not buying in-game
stuff.
That's
like Club Penguin. It's worse than Club Penguin, though.
Yeah. I remember feeling so cool when you have a Puffle pet.
The first time you got a membership before we did, and you came in, and you had a colored Puffle, and you were wearing sunglasses and this like little outfit.
I felt so cool.
I was like, man, I want to get this now.
Can't you like get your own igloo or something?
Yeah.
You get one, but you don't get to customize it unless you pay money.
I had the disco thing in there.
Yeah.
Man.
Sort of. I thought you were a high roller or something.
Yeah, I thought I was like, I was flexing on everyone. It's still very much around.
Lucky Patcher. Apparently, I didn't know.
Last time I tried it, it didn't work super well, but yeah, it's definitely around.
Hmm. I think that's it.
Probably, yeah. It says there's four people here. I don't know who's watching, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go fishing today anyway, so.
Sick.
All right. Well, then that's going to wrap it up. That's it for Redfall. It's a pretty sucky game. So, don't play it. Okay. All right. Thanks.